You know, it's been a wild week in tech news, hasn't it? A recent controversy has really highlighted the friction between artificial intelligence development and intellectual property rights.
It's been quite a spectacle, to be honest. Centered on the unauthorized use of the "This is fine" meme by an AI startup named Artisan.
That sounds absurd, doesn't it? The startup launched a campaign urging businesses to stop hiring humans to promote their AI-driven solutions.
Exactly. To illustrate the perceived superiority of AI over human labor, the company utilized the iconic "This is fine" image, which depicts a dog sitting calmly in a burning room while claiming everything is okay.
But the irony wasn't lost on anyone. The meme was created by artist Chris Holt in 2013 and has historically been licensed for commercial use.
But Holt had a strong reaction. He publicly accused Artisan of using his artwork without permission, asserting that the company was engaging in digital theft.
It really feels like a battle over rights. This dispute has escalated beyond a simple copyright claim into a significant discussion regarding the rights of digital artists within the machine learning ecosystem.
The core issue is legal nuance. The central legal conflict involves the distinction between public availability and commercial licensing.
That's the tricky part. While AI models are frequently trained on vast datasets scraped from the public internet, the commercial application of that imagery by third parties often exists in a legal gray area.
By placing the image directly in a billboard or digital advertisement, Artisan made a specific commercial claim while bypassing the licensing required by the original creator.
Holt is very clear on that. He emphasizes that the mere availability of an image online does not grant permission for its use in profit-generating contexts.
This incident serves as a microcosm of larger issues facing the technology industry.
Absolutely. As AI models become more ubiquitous, the necessity for clear guidelines on data sourcing and image usage becomes critical.
If companies like Artisan continue to use copyrighted art to sell services without compensation, it sets a dangerous precedent that could erode the economic value of original creativity.
Artists who invest years into honing their craft deserve compensation when their work is utilized commercially.
The backlash indicates that both consumers and creators are increasingly aware of these distinctions and unwilling to accept the "availability equals free use" argument.
Beyond the specific legalities, the controversy underscores the ethical responsibilities of AI startups.
It forces the industry to confront questions regarding consent and attribution.
If an AI system can generate images mimicking a style, the direct use of actual copyrighted images for marketing requires distinct ethical consideration.
The juxtaposition of the meme's meaning, resilience in the face of disaster, and the company's message, urging the abandonment of human workers, created a jarring and insensitive narrative.
This lack of thoughtfulness regarding imagery reinforced negative sentiments surrounding the company's stance on labor.
The broader implications for AI ethics are significant.
This case acts as a wake-up call for developers and marketers to consider the provenance of their creative assets.
The industry must navigate the tension between technological advancement and the livelihood of artists.
Respecting the rights of original creators is not merely a legal requirement, but a moral imperative.
Consequently, this controversy is expected to influence how future campaigns are designed, pushing companies toward more transparent and respectful sourcing of creative assets.
For the sake of sustainable innovation, the industry must find a balance that supports both technological progress and the protection of intellectual property rights.